Off the ball, GAA.
I feel we're in such a special place right now in Gaelic football. We're giving it a go. We're trying things out. There's an energy and everyone seems to love it, lad.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, reaction to the seismic news that three Ireland legends are to retire. Munster have named their new head coach at last, and Felix Jones has returned to a familiar job. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud supporter of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Gary Ringrose is likely to only miss one of Ireland's remaining two fixtures in the Six Nations. The centre faced a three-person disciplinary committee today via video link following his 20-minute red card for a high challenge on Ben Thomas in last week's win over Wales in Cardiff. Ringrose faced a six-week ban from the committee, chaired by Matthew Weaver KC and also containing ex-players Stéphane Terblanche and Leon Lloyd. However, that was halved based on his admission of guilt and otherwise good disciplinary record. His suspension covers this week's URC meeting of Leinster and Cardiff and next week's Six Nations clash with France. It also encompasses Ireland's final round trip to Rome, but Ringrose can play against Italy, provided he completes our old friend tackling school. The inclusion of that URC fixture is likely to anger the French, who saw Romain Entomac unable to count a Toulouse fixture among his recent suspension for a red card offence. Peter O'Mahony, Kian Healy and Conor Murray are all to retire from international rugby at the end of this year's Six Nations. Moreover, O'Mahony and Healy will pack in their provincial careers at the end of the season. But Murray is to continue his career abroad, with France the most likely destination as the likes of Racing are on the hunt for new scrum halves. Murray feels the time is right for him to explore pastures new.
Yeah, very difficult decision, particularly to leave a group like this. You know, I think what I'll be most jealous of will be this group is going to continue on and, you know, and be successful. But, you know, personally, it's a hard decision to make. You make it over a long period of time, and, you know, it's been in my head for a while, and it just feels right, you know, for me, my family. You know, I've been so lucky, so grateful to be part of this Irish setup for I don't know how many years now at this stage, and it just feels like the right time. And yeah, it's sad, it'll be emotional, but like I've seen so many players not get to end it on their terms, careers cut short. You know, the fact I get to do it on my own terms and, you know, when I'm fit and healthy is something very few people get to do, so very, very grateful, yeah.
Before then, Murray is hoping to end his time in a green jersey on a high.
Yeah, the support for my whole career, I think it's been incredible. It's grown so much, I think, over this, with this group over the last 5-6 years. I know, you know, us as players have become so much tighter with the support, the community, the people of Ireland. I think Andy's been a huge part of that, of making that connection grow. And, you know, to a lot of our, you know, team talks or motivations before tournaments is about inspiring this country, and again, I've been really lucky to be a part of those groups that have done that, you know, probably at the beginning, you know, turning that tide and, you know, turning that, you know, the mindset of an Irish team from, you know, going up against the New Zealands and teams like that and hoping to, you know, survive or whatever, to actually going out and, you know, expecting to put in a performance that could beat them. So, you know, that whole journey, the fans have been on that with us. And, you know, when you walk out of camp or down weeks and you meet people, the public or whatever, there's a huge connection there, one that we're really aware of and grateful to be a part of. So it's been huge. And, yeah, France is, you know, get this out of the way and then focus on France, really. You know, we can, you know, celebrate the good times, you know, at the end of this tournament. So, you know, France is a completely different animal all on its own, and, you know, we're going to try not let the emotion of, you know, being the last game in the Aviva or whatever, this group is so hungry to win. You know, we're in a great position and you know how good France are, so that we'll keep that separate, genuinely.
But the scrum half hasn't decided yet on his next destination.
Yeah, we'll see in terms of playing, you know, play another year, summer for, you know, for my family. You know, they've been incredible. My wife Joanna, my son Alfie, you know, they, especially Joanna, over the last few years, you know, the sacrifices she's made. And you know, as a family, go away and maybe do something for a year and enjoy ourselves for, you know, a lifestyle change. Body-wise, I still feel great. I still feel I can play rugby at a high level. So, you know, nothing set in stone yet, but I think that would be nice for us to, you know, let the dust settle on, you know, retiring in this country and go away and have an experience and come back to the real world then.
Current Ireland forwards coach Paul O'Connell has been a teammate of all three retiring players, and he says they'll leave a huge void.
In this era, to stay playing for as long as they have, to stay as important to the teams they play in for as long as they have, is probably a big thing, you know. Some guys fade away, that those guys have gotten better and better and more important in some ways. I suppose, you know, you just can't beat experience sometimes. You know, to have seen the picture so many times makes you better at dealing with what unfolds in front of you, and those guys are particularly good at it. So the amount of caps they've accumulated, big games, big moments, they've come back from injuries, they've come back from setbacks with their provinces and with Ireland, and you know, they're a great example to the rest of the team. I think one of the big things they give us at the moment is how much they enjoy it. Like, it's a nice thing when you're a young player and you see an old player and how much fun he has when he's in camp, even though, you know, it's not new to him anymore. It's not, you know, we've been in Carton House since they started, so it's all pretty familiar to them. And I think how much they enjoy it, how much they enjoy hanging around with the lads, how much it means to them to play for the team, and how they show that on the big days is great. And you know, it makes you know, as an ex-player even, it's kind of nice to see that they love it maybe as much as you did as well. So it makes you believe that you were kind of right, that you thought this team was really important. And so it's been incredible. And I think they're a great example to the young players. They get on great with guys from all across the provinces. That's the nice thing about them as well. I think, you know, some of them, their best mates in the team are probably from other provinces. So it's a great example for when other players come into the squad.
And before Healy, O'Mahony and Murray walk away, there's still the small matter of Ireland's potential championship decider with France next week. O'Connell provided an update on Ireland's walking wounded at today's open training session at the Aviva.
Yeah, everyone is fine. Caelum has been running for the last week. He ran today, so he's certainly in with a shout of being involved. Jack Conan is looking after his back a little bit. He hurt his back when he fell in a carry the other day, but we'd be pretty confident he's going to be okay. I know Ronan Kelleher trained today. You know, no one is ruled out. They're all carrying bumps and bruises, but they're all doing okay. I know Ty Furlong was back with his province, and he'll be rejoining us next week. So no one is ruled out at this point.
Furlong has only played 3 matches this season as he deals with hamstring and subsequent calf problems. O'Connell says they want to be sure Furlong's 100% before they plunge the tight head back into international waters.
I just think because there's been a few false starts, he wants to be sure about it. You know, and the medics want to be sure about it as well, and not have another false start. So I'd say if he'd had no history with that calf, he might be back by now. But they just want to make sure, and he wants to feel sure and feel confident in it himself as well.
On the French side of things, Emmanuel Miafu has returned to light training after missing their win in Rome with a lung infection. He won't be involved for Toulouse this week, and it's believed their trip to Dublin may still even be too soon for the lock. England lock George Martin has been ruled out of the remainder of their Six Nations campaign through injury. He was unable to take his place on the bench for last weekend's Calcutta Cup victory over Scotland. The Leicester player has a knee and shoulder issue that will see him miss the remaining matches against Italy and Wales. 17 weeks and 2 days after the departure of Graham Rowntree, Munster have finally named their new head coach. Current Chiefs head coach Clayton McMillan is to begin a 3-year contract at Munster in July. Now in his 5th year in charge of the Chiefs, he's led them to 3 Super Rugby finals and a semi-final, although he's yet to take home the big prize. On Ireland's 2022 tour of New Zealand, McMillan was in charge of a Maori All Black side that beat Andy Farrell's Young Chargers in the opening game of that tour and only lost to them by 6 in the second meeting. Just this past November, McMillan was at Thomond Park leading the All Blacks 15 to victory over Munster. Until July, Ian Costello will remain as interim Munster head coach, but in the summer, he'll change roles from head of rugby operations to the new position of general manager. Mike Prendergast, who had been open about his desire to be Munster head coach, will occupy the position of senior coach, similar to that of Jacques Nienaber at Leinster. Chiefs CEO Simon Grafhuis told Newstalk ZB in New Zealand that the seeds of McMillan's appointment at Munster may have been planted with that November outing at Thomond Park.
He's got the highest winning ratio out of any coach, any super coach. So I think his record itself speaks for itself. And you know, what people won't have seen is what he's actually also done in the club. So he's been a big part of a focus on the whole organisation and culture and values. So he's been a big part of that. Yeah, but obviously Clayton's the figurehead, and he drives the style of how they play and the specific culture that's in the rugby team. Yeah, but like I say, I think we all, and Clayton's been conscious of working on that too, is how do we set the organisation up to succeed even when certain individuals are no longer with us.
And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Munster legend Alan Quinlan gave his view of that McMillan appointment.
I was caught by this one as well. You know, I spoke to one or two people last night in New Zealand as well, and they would all endorse him as a very good coach, a big disciplinarian, someone who I didn't know a lot about. I've obviously heard of him. I was on the tour in 2022 and he was coaching against the Ireland A team. One of the kind of endorsements is he brings a hard edge. That always entices and would excite me in a sense of, you know, it's something that Munster kind of prided themselves on, particularly when we played, that bit of an edge. And as a club and as a culture, you know, a bit of an edge, bit of a backs against the wall type attitude.
There's lots more from Alan Quinlan on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, which you can unlock by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Look out too for the Red 78 with Alan and Fiona Hayes as they react to that McMillan appointment. And Free for All Listeners is a special live reaction piece with myself, Ger Gilroy and Adrian Barry on the news of the retirements of O'Mahony, Healy and Murray. Staying with Munster, and they've made 8 changes, most of them enforced, for Friday night's fixture with Edinburgh at Virgin Media Park. Calvin Ash and Shane McCarthy come in on the wings for the injured pair Shane Daly and Dermot Kilgallen. Having been out since Christmas with a hamstring injury, Alex Nankivell returns at inside centre for Rory Scannell. In the front row, Niall Scannell and John Ryan replace Dermot Barron and Ollie Yeager. Having recovered from a head injury, Tom Ahern swaps the second row for blindside flanker, allowing Evan O'Connell to start at lock forward. John Hodnett and Brian Gleeson come into the back row and they replace Alex Kendallin and the Ireland call-up Gavin Coombs. Centre Sean O'Brien, meanwhile, will make his first appearance since October, having been included among the Munster replacements. And Munster defence coach Dennis Leamy says they want to start about the business of securing a home quarter-final in the URC.
Yeah, that's the challenge, and that's what we want to achieve. We want to get a home quarterfinal. We set high standards for ourselves, you know, and it's a tough league. It's a very tough league. It's very competitive. It has been for the last number of years, and every game is a battle. And, you know, I think we've done really well over the last couple of weeks. We put ourselves back into fifth. You know, we had a tough challenge against Scarlets a couple of weeks ago at home. You know, we put in a really good performance on the night in terms of the Scarlets, you know, were ahead of us in the league. You know, we didn't get it all our own way. We made a few mistakes in the first half, but just the amount of energy and the amount of work we put in the first half, it eventually told in the second half, and we got the scores that came off the back of the Scarlets fatiguing a little bit for the amount of tackles they had to make. So we're very confident in the way we want to play the game, and I think that's has got us a number of wins over the last while. And obviously, the run-in now over the next couple of months is going to be very difficult. But that's the way the league is. Every week, there's going to be tough games along the way. And it's about racking up as many points as you can to ensure that you're in that top eight, first and foremost. But obviously, a home quarterfinal is what we aim for, and the standards what we set. And look, it starts with this weekend against Edinburgh. You know, they're having a good season themselves. And, you know, they're going to present loads of challenges, as I said earlier.
So that Munster team to take on Edinburgh will have Ben O'Connor continuing at fullback, Calvin Nash and Shane McCarthy on the wings. Tom Farrell this week partnered by the returning Alex Nankivell. The halfbacks are unchanged with Billy Burns at fly half and Ethan Coughlin at scrum half. There's a front row of Josh Witcherly, captain Niall Scanlon and John Ryan. In the second row, it's Evan O'Connell and Finian Witcherly. Tom Ahern switches to blindside flanker this week. John Hodnett is at openside and Brian Gleeson will start at number 8. Dermot Barron has recovered from a head injury. He's fit enough for a place on the bench alongside Mark Donnelly and Stephen Archer. Also covering the forwards are Ruan Quinn and Alex Kendallin. Paddy Patterson, Tony Butler and Sean O'Brien will look after the backs. Perhaps connected to the Munster coach's job, Felix Jones will have the opportunity to contribute to a hat-trick of Springbok World Cup wins. The former Munster fullback's return to Razzie Erasmus coaching staff was confirmed this morning. Jones left the box set up to work with England after the 2023 World Cup, but he opted to resign early from that post, only to be subsequently frozen out by Steve Borthwick and ultimately released by the RFU. Erasmus says Jones' experience of working in the UK and studying the opposition teams in the Six Nations and other international tournaments will add immense value to their preparations to defend the Webb Ellis Trophy in 2027. Finally, France international prop Mohamed Aouat has been sentenced to 3 months in prison for drink driving. It's the latest in a series of low points in the 30-year-old's career. Aouat was found asleep at the wheel of his vehicle on the night of December 7th into December 8th and was discovered to be nearly four times the legal limit. The Montpellier player was sentenced on domestic violence charges last year, you might remember. His latest sentencing is unlikely to actually convert to prison time, with a fine and community service seemingly more likely. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.